Oh, welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I'm Babs Rose Ivy. I am waiting for my guest. Oh, here she is. Somebody's coming on. Then we'll get into it. Hello. How are you, Sandra?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you on your phone? Are you on an iPhone?
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
So you could just turn it landscape. That way you could fill in the box. So you don't look like you. Yes, there you go. See?
Learn something new every day.
Listen, when you hang around millennials, they'll teach you a thing or two.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
So tell me about alopecia. What do you know about it?
Well, I have alopecia, and the purpose of me, I wanted to meet up because Angela Leonard is the founder of Women with Alopecia. And it started out on Facebook a little over a year ago. And God put it on her heart, you know, to start this community of women. And we try to be really specific when we say community and not a group, because okay, they're a community of women. And right now, I don't know how many states we have covered, but we have branch leaders from Miami to Massachusetts. You know, we're growing, and you know, this community was built off of alopecia, which is a disease that a lot of women suffer from, and men as well. The thing about our community is just women. It's just women, because we know with our journeys with alopecia, everyone's not comfortable. Everybody's journey is not to shaving their head bald and being okay. So we're not, yes, like there's a requirement you have to be bald. No, alopecia comes in many different forms and different stages. And some women still have their hair. Some women have shaved their heads. Some women are, you know, trying different techniques, wearing wigs, wraps, hats. You have it. So, you know, the purpose of the mission of our community is to meet all women suffering with or living with alopecia and meet them where they are. Mm-hmm. Angela Leonard is our founder. She is from Indianapolis, Indiana. She is also living with alopecia, and this is something that she started. And, you know, we have over 40,000 members in the community now. Our branch leaders throughout the different states, we have monthly Zoom meetings just to meet up with the women. We have our first conference coming up September 20th through the 22nd in Indianapolis, Empowering the Blue. You know, I just wanted to kind of, you know, get the word out that, you know, this is something that a lot of people are dealing with. And it's something that should be talked about, because a lot of women are still hiding because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know who to talk to. So, you know, I think it's
something. And when were you first diagnosed, Sandra? And when did you notice to go do something about what was happening to you?
I was first diagnosed in 2001. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with traumatic alopecia, and it started in the center of my head, the crown of my head, and I noticed that it started getting thinner and thinner and thinner, to the point where there was just a smooth bald spot in the center of my head, and I didn't know what it was. I thought my hair might be falling out, maybe I was stressed. I didn't know what was going on, and I started going to dermatologists. And they were like, oh, stop perming your hair, puts a lot of stress on your scalp. So I stopped perming and I went natural. So now I have a natural, and I still have this spot that's now getting bigger. So now I'm trying different ways to camouflage it with sprays and so on and so forth. And of course, still going back and forth to the dermatologist. And, you know, I tried steroid shots. I was getting like 20 shots in my head once a month to try to get
Wow.
the the scalp to kind of rejuvenate, and all kinds of pills and creams and you name it, I tried it. And I tell you, Babs, it was September 2006, and I woke up one morning for work, and I was just like, I cannot do this anymore. And I grabbed the clippers and I shaved my head. And I went on off the work. And I went on off the work. And of course, you know, people were looking like, okay, what's going on? And I kid you not, that day was the most freeing day of my life. I never looked back. I started having fun with being bald. And it wasn't even so much, oh, I have alopecia. I didn't even care. I had kind of at some point in this journey with this bald spot and trying to hide it, I had made up in my mind, I am not my hair. I can get rid of this hair and I'm still going to be the same Sandra. You know, I've been blonde. I've done so many things with my hair when I had it, and I was still Sandra. So what makes things so different if I don't have my hair?
And so you shaved it and you never looked back.
Never look back.
Now, do you have to keep
Never.
shaving it because the parts of it grows or?
I my husband shaves my head now. You know, he's got a bald head, I got a bald head. He going to the barber shop, or I'm like, okay, I think I'm due too. Can you hook me up? Before I was married, I shaved my own head, or I went to the barber. You know, so and I was always comfortable and confident in it. I never had a moment that I was like, oh my God. Of course, you have people that don't know what to say. I like your head, your hair, you know. But I love it. I love it. And, but I also know, I have friends and family that have alopecia who have lost their hair and they can't do it. Like I can never, I can't not wear a wig. I can never do it. And whereas, like I said, I wore wigs, I wore wigs and head wraps and everything. And I put on a wig now and I'm about to lose my mind. I'm like, oh my God. And my husband's just like, nah, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like, I can't even wear a wig if I want to. I just love it.
So what did the doctors say about alopecia, Sandra? Like what did I say about this?
Well, I look at alopecia a lot like I look at seizures and other kinds of diseases that, doctors are still researching and trying to find a cure, not so much a band-aid, because of course there's all kinds of minoxidils to grow back your hair, and people assume that works for everybody. A lot of forms of alopecia, there's nothing that's going to grow your hair back. You know, doctors, dermatologists, researchers have said that. But like I said, there's different forms of alopecia.
Because I've seen, I mean, we all know the Jada Pinkett Smith alopecia story,
Right.
right? She's the most, I guess she's pretty famous, but there have been a lot of other people who have had alopecia. The congresswoman and from, I think she's from Illinois. And she was wearing wigs and wigs and wigs for a very long time before she said anything. And then she just finally just said, you know what? I've had alopecia for
Because
years and
people
years.
don't, people, a lot of people don't know, and especially with women, you see a bald-headed woman, your first thought is, oh, maybe she has cancer. You know, that's the first thing you think. You don't think, oh, maybe she has alopecia. You definitely don't think, oh, she just shaved her head just because she wanted to be bald headed. So it's like one of those two things that people are going to think. I mean, in my particular case, you know, I'm a survivor of cancer twice, but I didn't lose my hair during my cancer and my chemo. My hair thinned, yes, with the chemo, and I did lose some, but it grew back. It was the alopecia that took my hair out.
And so when you're in these support groups with other women about alopecia, what is it like, Sandra, to sort of have this common thread with other women? And is this specifically Black women or just all kinds of women?
No, all women. Alopecia does not discriminate. Like I said, it's not just women either. It's men as well. I mean, they called it back in the day, male pattern baldness, and it's alopecia. It's another form of alopecia. So I'm not very well versed in all forms of alopecia, but I do know there are several forms of alopecia and how it manipulates and takes the hair out. You have some people who have alopecia and it's just the crown of their head. Mm-hmm. One of my sisters from Women with Alopecia would call it the bozo alopecia, where you have hair all around here, but you have no hair. And that's what we call in men, male pattern baldness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you have alopecia, scarring alopecia, which scars the scalp. You know, you have alopecia that turns the scalp different colors, and you know, you may get bumps on your head. Your scalp may be really, really sensitive. You have alopecia like I have. The alopecia that I have spots, and it's no hair growth. So rather than rather than trying bumps. To hide those spots, I just shave it all off.
I have bumps, and then I have spots, just spots, like, but at the top of my head, and it itches. Mm-hmm. Like I have a terrible, terrible itch.
Yeah.
So,
you know, so part of what our women with alopecia, we do, and I guess in some ways you can say we're a support community, of women, because, you know, not only are we there for alopecia, because that's where this started, with women with alopecia, but we're there for women and women issues as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had members who have had family members that passed away, and, you know, we come together from all the different states, and we're going to send you, you know, something to, you know, for your a condolence of flowers or something. You know, we have women that may be going through domestic violence or something, and they call, we're going to find that branch leader in that state and see if they can get with that person and help that person and, you know, do whatever it is they can do. Now that the weather is getting warmer, Connecticut, which I'm the branch leader for Connecticut, we're having our first meet and greet in person for women with alopecia. We're going to be having that on May 26th at 3:00 at the Q Bar and Grill.
Where is that?
Let's see. I'm terrible. This is terrible. I think it's on Water Street.
In New Haven.
Yes, it's in New Haven.
Yes, right there on the Quinnipiac Avenue, right? Like it's down a little bit. Yeah, I know it.
So we're all gonna be meeting up there. And, you know, hopefully the weather will be nice so we can sit out on the deck there. And, you know, we're just going to, you know, enjoy, meet each other, kind of hear each other's stories, get to know each other, letting each other know, you know, if you need me, you know, I'm there. You know, Angela likes to say, you know, I'm my sister's keeper. You know, and, you know, are you your sister's keeper? I'm like, yes, I am. You know, if you need me, you know, if I can help, if I can be there, then, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what we do as a community.
Okay. Wow. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of alopecia this much in the last couple of years in the way that I've heard about it. You know, I just didn't know anything about it. And And it wasn't until I started seeing, I don't know, celebrities, because I did like everybody else did, Sandra. If I saw a bald woman, I never thought it was by choice. I just thought, well, you know, chemotherapy or radiation or something is taking her hair out. I mean, you've seen some women who were bald and they were deliberately bald, but they were sort of like rebel, you know, like just badass women. It's like, all right, whatever. But, but not like, I'm seeing so many women dealing with alopecia. So many. Do you all follow the research and the medical science of this often? Like, because I know there's got to be people who put out research papers talking about alopecia and all this other kind of stuff, you know, new strides being made or research being done.
Well, I'm sure I know. I kind of follow information that pertains to me as a, you know, as an individual with alopecia in the form of alopecia that I have. Since joining this community, joining Women with Alopecia, I've been looking more into the different forms of alopecia because, of course, I was very ignorant to the different forms. I thought it was just the alopecia that I have. And so since being in the community and Women with Alopecia community, you know, I have been researching more. I know our founder and some of our admin team, I know they know doctors and dermatologists and things like that, which is going to actually be happening at our conference. We're going to have, you know, some medical professionals to actually talk about the different forms of alopecia and what's out there, because there's always something new coming out for hair growth. And like I said, you don't always know if this is just hair growth for people that have hair and just want fuller, stronger hair, or if this is actual something that's going to break through these dead follicles and regrow my hair.
And so, you know, I would imagine, Sandra, and you tell me your experience, that I think a lot of the reasons why women might not want to be bald is because that men might not see them attractive, but people might not see them as attractive, you know.
Well, I'm gonna say from my experience, because I met my husband with a bald head. We've been married, it'll be a year in July. And if I put a wig on, he is like, no ma'am. And I can say from just going out with my husband, being out in public, it's like when I step in a room, it's like, oh my goodness. People are like, oh my goodness, you're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous. And not that I don't feel like I'm an attractive woman, but when I had hair, I didn't get that much attention. I kid you not. I mean, I got attention, yes, but not the attention I get now. I'm getting attention from, and this is not just Black men, Black women, it's white women, teenagers, you name it. It's like, you are working that. So when we say we are bold and bald and fierce, we mean that, because people are taking notice. It's funny to me because I was bald before Black Panther came out. And I remember being at the theater, coming out of the theater when Black Panther, you know, after the theater, and people were like, oh my God, so excited, running up to me, and oh my, were you in the movie? No, I'm just a bald Black woman that's been walking around New Haven County for years. It's just me. You know, so it's like, now it's like, whenever you see a Black woman with a bald woman, not just a Black woman, but a bald woman, you are just like, you know, because I'm like, I've seen many bald women now, and I'm sorry, with or without makeup.
Yeah. I was bald a few years ago because I had a tumor removed from my head. And so the doctor was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just cut your hair from where I got to operate, you remove it. So I was like, I'm not doing that. So I went to my barber, my hairdresser, my friend, and she shaved my head for me. And then I sat for a photo shoot because I was like, well, I don't know if I'll ever be bald again. like this. So let me capture this moment with a full-on photo shoot. And so, but I really, I must tell you, Sandra, I think like you, I got a lot of compliments on a bald head. And I wear my hair short, and it's, you know,
Right,
purple.
right.
But I got more compliments as a bald woman than I ever did any other kind of
Yeah.
wedding. So there's something
Yeah.
to this whole
It's something sexy
baldness.
about a bald woman.
I guess there is.
It is. I mean, I've had a man, we were out one night, and this man just said to my husband, he was like, she is that bald head. She is, and my husband was just like, yeah, so.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so when is your conference is coming up? So this will be women from around the country coming to the
Yes,
conference.
yes, yes.
And
September 20th through the 22nd in Indianapolis, Indiana.
okay. And and how long
Empowering the
is it?
Blue. I'm sorry.
How long is the conference?
It's going to be that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. And what is the significance of blue?
Blue is the color for alopecia.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I did not know that. Thank you for telling me that now. Because I was like, are they Zetas? Like, what is happening here? Like, what? Oh yeah, I see it. I see it. I see it. I see the flyer that you had sent me. The link. So, all right. So, the Women with Alopecia 2024. Is this the first conference, Sandra? First
This will
one.
be our first conference. Yes.
And so women will come, or people will come, and they will you got a whole agenda. So you will arrive on Friday the 20th, then you will meet my sisters. A pajama party is going to happen, fellowship brunch, empowering you workshops, dinner and discussions, and then a party. Sounds like a whole lot of partying going on.
Now look, this is all women. We got women DJs, everything.
And it's
All
sold out.
women.
It's sold out.
Yes.
Sold out. Sold out. I love it. So I imagine it'll be different kinds of women in various stages of accepting or confirming their alopecia. Like you, I
Right.
mean, I don't think everybody will be bald. Will everybody come bald,
No,
or
no,
some will come
no.
with however way they want to style their head.
Yes.
Oh, I love
And
it.
we have vendors there, and that's another thing on our Facebook page. We're running a dollar don. We're asking people to just donate a dollar, just to raise money for women with alopecia, towards our next conference for next year, towards whatever it is that we're doing. So it's a dollar bond. We're asking for a dollar. We also have available vendor spots on our page. For $25, you can, get a vendor spot on our page on the weekend, and you can advertise and sell your products, all weekend long. We do that because we don't want our page open for people to just come on just to sell their products and not be a part of the community. So that's why we have it set up that way. But we do have members that, do have products that they sell that may be for alopecia. We have, people selling the shoes with the bald women and bags and things like that. So we offer, them, that opportunity to vend on the page.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I did not know that it was such a rich and vast and diverse community of women. And I'm sure is there a male equivalent, or do men want to come to be with y'all, to be with the women?
No, there is not a male equivalent that I know of. This was started by a woman, and it's for women and women
Okay.
only.
Okay. And people who identify as women.
Yeah. No, no, you have to be 100% woman. Not that we have anything against people that identify as women, but it's for 100% women. Because men be they transgender or not, they have different hormonal issues or and such than a 100% woman. So that's why we are, you know, for 100% women only dealing with alopecia.
And so when you're at your conference, I would imagine you have all kinds of speakers that will talk about the various stages of alopecia and the different types of alopecia and what that means and what people can do. And I'd be interested in hearing the research, the latest research on what can be done to, if there's any research that can be done, any research pointing toward regrowing people's hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I have not heard of anything yet. Like I said, I've heard of a temporary regrowth, but not permanent regrowth.
Not permanent.
We know that a lot of these products that have the minoxidil in them will regrow your hair, even with alopecia. But we also know as soon as you stop using it, that hair will fall right away.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even know that because I've not used those products. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm starting my alopecia. I see my dermatologist at the end of the month to, mm-hmm. to talk about what kind of alopecia I have and what can I expect. So I you know, I'm pretty close to bald anyway. So it's just, I'm just a hair clipper away. So.
Well, I'm loving the purple. I'm loving the purple.
I'm going to go get it tightened up today. I'm going to go get it, you know, because, you know, these grays growing fast. They're growing
See,
fast.
You don't have that problem when you bald.
I know. Listen, Sandra, I am right behind you in more ways than I can begin to tell you. You know, once I find me a good clipper, I can do it myself. I will do it myself. And just
yeah,
keep it
I
up.
Do.
You
I
do?
Get a razor, clippers, whatever.
Just
one,
go
two,
for
three.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure I don't touch my eyebrows. I'm just like this. Like, you don't want to be bald-headed with no eyebrows. It's like, that's one of the things. Sometimes alopecia will take your eyebrows out. So we have women that are like, you know, what do you do for your eyebrows? So, you know, they have everything for eyebrows now.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good. I've learned a lot, Sandra. I learned a lot. Well, thank you for reaching out and talking about this. I want you to come back and definitely come back after the conference. So
I will.
What you learned and what it was like. And I mean, I want to know. So
okay.
Reach back out to me after the conference and then come back on and tell me what you learned and what you know and, you know, what y'all going to do next. You know, the next
I will do that. Hopefully I can have Angela pop in with me the next time.
Absolutely. You should. She is welcome. Y'all are welcome. Bring whomever you like to talk about this. It would be great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sandra McNair.
All right. Take care.
Women with Alopecia, the Connecticut coordinator. And they're having their event. Y'all are getting together. When are you getting together? At the Q Grill?
Q River Bar and Grill on May 26th at 3:00 p.m.
So if you want to get firsthand information or get up close and personal with folks, with women who are dealing with alopecia, make your way there, and I know they will welcome you with open arms. So thank you, Sandra McNair. Enjoy the rest
of
your day. Have a good
weekend.
Thank
you. You too.
All right.
All right. Bye
bye. Bye bye. Okay, Harry. I think that's a wrap for us today. Thank y'all for hanging out. I learned a lot about alopecia. I hope you did too, because I see my dermatologist at the end of the month. So we'll see what happens. See what I'm dealing with. So y'all have a good rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow. Never know who'll be on here tomorrow. I'll be back.